2010 in Afghanistan, I was working with two other Marine EOD techs, Brian Smith and Chindo Mesa. We had been out all day long working some IEDs. It was a difficult day. We had a few really close calls that day. When we got back, we sat down, and I've got this picture of us just sitting on a ledge at patrol base Karma, and there's a stack of MREs behind us. And I remember Mesa looking at me and saying, "Man, I hope I don't get that chicken tetrazzini or something like that." Like, we've been out all day. It's a tough day. It's like, man, I just hope we get a decent MRE. And then somebody comes around the corner like, "Hey guys, it's steak and lobster night. It's surf and turf." A log train had come in, which was insane because the route was littered with IEDs. And now I've got another picture of the three of us eating steak in the room that we lived in later that night. What's funny is the look on our faces from the one picture to the other is about the same because we're in war. But after that day, for weeks, we talked about steak and lobster nights. The only one I've ever gotten overseas. It was in the middle of a really tough summer. Brian got blown up a few weeks later. He's not with us anymore. He died of stomach cancer last year. Then I got blown up a couple of months later. You see these tweets about, you know, Pete Hegseth has spent $15 million on steak and lobster. Are you serious? That is the only thing about home. That's the only thing that makes you feel special for the entire time you're there watching your buddies die, and you're mad about that. The fact that people aren't smart enough to even look up what that's for before they criticize it. And I guarantee you, none of them said a word when Biden surrendered Afghanistan, killed 13 of us, or when the whole DOD spent tens of millions of dollars on going woke. Come on.